stands for 2018 U.S. News & World Report Best SUV Brand of the Year. Complete with Bluetooth and multi-angle rearview camera. Standard. The Honda CR-V. Available to test drive today.
Visit your local Honda dealer for a great deal today.
Visit U.S. News Best Cars at usnews.com.
8:45 at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning. I haven't seen Casey this excited in a long time.
I'm so happy. Sam DeRosa, songwriter in the house, in the studio, and she's never been on the radio before.
No, this is cool for me.
This is crazy. Thanks for having me.
I can almost hear your father screaming.
Yes, I have to make sure I please shout out everybody over at Metro North. My dad, Joe DeRosa. Thank you to Tony Vitulli for being a loyal listener. He's the one who told me you kept shouting me out. Yeah. So thank you.
Well, the story is that Jimmy Lyles, who works here,
yeah,
you knew him out of school, and
yes,
then he interviewed you at Marist, right?
Mm-hmm. I was his first interview at Marist, and he was my first time doing anything like that.
Well, wow. He mentioned to us along the way, he said, you know, this song by Lovely the Band called Broken was co-written by a local. I said, get out of here, really? He said, yeah. He said, her name is Sam DeRosa, and I went to school with her. And I, you know, Jimmy makes up a lot of stuff.
Oh my God.
So, I'm kidding. So he really was the key to letting us know who you were. And then I'm watching Songland the other night, which is one of my favorite shows. And they introduce you and they say you're from Poughkeepsie. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's the girl that Jimmy was talking about. Now, it was funny because they never mentioned, at least I didn't hear it, Broken during that show. I guess they wanted to really make you appear to be totally new songwriter.
So that song had just started going to radio when I filmed the pilot.
Oh, that's right. That was filmed months ago.
I filmed the pilot for Songland.
Oh.
So I don't know if you want me to talk about that, but I totally can.
Please.
Thank you to Jimmy. I love you. I have to just say that because he was so sweet. He's like, I've always said it since day one. I've been the number one fan. Where's my autograph? He cracks me up. But so I went to school and at Berklee College of Music in Boston. And then when I left Boston, I was in New York trying to do the songwriting thing. And somebody who was a Berklee alum pulled me in on a session, and we wrote for about a year. He brought me in on anything he could. One of those sessions was Broken, where I met Mitchie for the first time. And the first day I met him, we wrote Broken and Emotion, which were the first two leading singles off of their EP and their album.
Wow.
And I was, you know, hustling, trying to make my way out, went to LA. And then when I was getting to LA, a few months into my move, I got a call saying that, hey, remember that song we wrote like a year and a half ago? And I was like, which one? You know? And they said, Broken. Yeah, what about it? Well, they signed a record deal. They're a band now, and they're going to go to radio with it. And I was like, okay, cool. And I know that these things take almost a year before they really happen, so I just thought nothing of it. I kind of stopped. I didn't watch the charts because I knew that I'd get what my mom calls it, agita. I knew I would just get, like, I can't do it. So I stopped watching, and then I was in Nashville. I remember specifically because I was eating a pulled chicken sandwich. It was delicious. And I got a call from the manager of Love of the Band saying, hey, that song's going to be number one on radio in a few weeks. I was like, what? Yeah, I just didn't know. And then in the midst of that, the same day, 4 hours later, my phone rang and it was Songland. And I got so nervous, I thought it was a prank. I said, no, thank you. And I hung up the phone. And then they called me again. And I said, I'm really sorry. I really want to earn a career. I don't want to win it. That was the biggest thing for me. I said, I know. I'm so scared with TV. No, thank you. And I hung up the phone. And it was so funny. They called again. They're like, listen, somebody that you know they were like, hey, somebody you know sent a SoundCloud playlist into us, and we heard this song called Pill for This, and our entire pilot is going to be basically based off of you. We love you. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is real, you know? So the same day that I got the news about Lovely the Band and my life was going to change as a songwriter, I found out about Songland.
She was born in Mount Kisco. She's from Poughkeepsie. Her name is Sam DeRosa, and you heard it here first.
That's right. And thanks to Jimmy for tipping us off. And the thing about Songland, if people aren't familiar with the show, because it just ended its first season. Hopefully there'll be a second season. I got my fingers crossed.
It just picked up.
Oh, it does?
Season 2. It got the green light. Calling all songwriters.
This is the best news I've heard. It's such an interesting show. These new songwriters come in, and they pitch their song before three producers and an artist. In your case, it was Charlie Puth,
mm-hmm.
who incidentally went to school with her at Berklee. They recognized each other.
Wow.
I had no idea that he was the artist until that morning. I was in the makeup chair. I thought it was Maroon 5. I didn't know who it was.
Right.
Crazy,
well, you know,
right?
this is serendipity for you. This is like three things that are just like crazy.
Yeah.
That happen. And so anyway, they pitched the song. He didn't even choose your song. He picked another song. But the song you sang, A Pill for This, was just so great. And I said to Casey the next day, I said, this Sam DeRosa is unbelievable. I had never seen you before, and I never heard you sing before. And then I heard the song, and I'm like, she's really talented.
Thank you.
Now, tell everybody why you're in town this weekend.
I am in town this weekend because the RCK Class of 2009 reunion is tonight at Poughkeepsie Ice House. And my beautiful sister, Nikki DeRosa, we are having her bridal shower tomorrow, and I'm very excited. I'm maid of honor, along with my sister, Joanna.
Wonderful.
And I'm very excited.
And tell us about your mom. She's a singer?
Yes, my mom, Joy DeRosa, she has the Joy's Vocal Stars here in the local area. They sing at nursing homes, the county fairs. Every Christmas Eve we spend over at Wingate, right over here. Mm-hmm. And she's incredible. She gives these kids a place to go outside of social media and everything that's going on. And they're incredible singers. My mom works her butt off, and she taught us. So, I mean, I feel like it kind of is in the blood. But I hadn't seen her since I was on television. So when I saw her yesterday, she was squeezing me. She was like, You're really she's so cute. But she's the best. I have a really great family. I'm so happy to be home.
Do your sisters sing too?
Everybody sings, and my brother plays drums. I mean, it's like the Partridge Family. It's crazy. But that's what was so nuts about the whole thing is they saw it on the East Coast. I was in LA when Songland aired. I was like, oh, what do you mean what's happening? They were already seeing everything. And then before the show had even aired, it started charting on iTunes. So my mom called me screaming. She was like, you gotta see what's... I had no idea. The whole thing was life-changing. Songland, man.
I just want to cry.
You're
so
the best. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, as I said, if we hadn't been tipped off by Jimmy, I probably would have never made the connection, and you wouldn't be standing here probably.
It's so wild. I really am so grateful.
Timing is everything, they say, in show business, and serendipity, and just, you know, who you know, and it's just great. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
What are you doing next?
So I have Shane McAnally, my coach from the show, was so, I guess, blown away by the song that when the episode finished, before we knew that the show was going, he called me and said, what do you want to do with that song? I said, I think I'd be crazy if I don't keep it, because Charlie said off camera, I think you're an artist. I think the song's going to explode, which it did. It went number 9 on iTunes. So I signed a record deal to Sony. I'm signed to Sony Monument. Word on the street is we're hoping to push that to Hot AC, to pop radio. Pill for This would be my first radio single. Stay tuned. I'm working on an album. There'll be another song out before the end of the year, and we're shooting music video for it in a few weeks.
And Charlie Puth, a guy you went to Berkeley with, you meet again on TV, and he tells you you're an artist.
Yeah, he actually reached out to me the day of the show and said, I just heard Pill for This. I'm crying. He was like, you were unbelievable, and I couldn't believe it.
And he was actually crying on the show.
Yeah, he cried a few times. They had to cut it out, because I think they had to limit it. He actually cried like 2 or 3 times. He was so sweet. I cried.
We're crying.
There were a lot of tears. Everyone was crying. You should wait till you meet my mom. She'll cry a lot.
Well, we want her in the chorus in here for the holidays.
Yes. Oh, wow. Joy's Vocal Stars. We would love if they could come sing for you guys for the holidays.
We want that.
I'll be there. We'll come.
I still want to call you Samantha DeRosa, only because I hear Sam DeRosa, it sounds like one of the guys that calls in traffic problems.
I know, which I love. And so my mom goes, you're Samantha, not Sam. I'm like, Mom, Sam is cool. It's edgy. But when you keep saying Samantha on the air, I love it. I said, he's definitely a dad. I have to meet him because he's calling me Samantha. I know it. I just know it.
Well, you are delightful. And
Thank you.
I'm so happy that this all transpired, and we look forward to playing a Pill for This and many others, I'm sure.
Thank you so much. And soon, hopefully.
we're going to take lots of pictures today because, you know, we've had people on the show that turned out to be pretty big stars, and I hope that that's certainly in your future.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Get so big that you don't accept our calls.
Never. Never.
They all say that. Well, thanks so much. And now we're going to play this song. I had one question, and you don't have to answer this if it's too rude. Does one hit song, like, do good for you financially for a while? Does that pay the rent?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people say one song changes your life. That definitely was the case when you were selling physical copies of albums. This for sure changed my life. And it definitely is great and enough to live on for a while, but I will say that the real money is when you're singing the song yourself, because with streaming now, you make more on performance royalties, which is radio.
Okay.
Little backstory.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of bucks then because...
Hey, thanks, man.
We'll do all we can to support
yes.
the cause.
I'm so excited you're going to play one of these songs.
Oh, absolutely. Lovely the Band. This is Broken, co-written by Samantha DeRosa. On 100.7 WATUD.